I was asked to talk about a particular topic, which obviously is of exceptional attraction to young designers in Germany. The subject is alternative recommendations for mobility. I will use some examples from the field of product design. The first example will be a scooter, which is also useful to describe a certain professional strategy. Bicycles, I will talk about. And an interesting new ship. In earlier proposals, the title of my talk was Avant-Garde Traffic Concepts, but I feel the expression avant-garde is misplaced here. There is no avant-garde in design. It is a word out of the history of the cavalry, and I agree that it is adapted by the fine and free arts. In art, as in cavalry, the avant-garde are high-risk explorers. Not many come back. It is not the role of an avant-garde to secure terrain in either a social nor an economic sense. Design, in comparison with art, is, first of all, differentiated by terms of production and distribution. Substantially, design is more a social than a personal deed, with a function at its core, a function whose importance and formal expression stays undetermined. I'm working with a group of designers named Kunstfluch. The name could be translated as stunt flight or aerobatics and plays with the double meaning of the word Kunst. In German, for example, Kunststoff, an old-fashioned but generally used word for plastic, could be translated as artificial stuff. Kunstfluch has a story rooted in the pop architecture of the 60s. Its members have experience in human engineering, automotive design, interior and exhibition design. In the early 80s, the group became well known for its contributions to the new German design, briefly noted by the slogan, "Not one design for all, but much design for many." So, if you think that I accidentally passed as a young designer, this is perhaps wrong. I'm talking about the young designers whose new design, I get to this point, is expression of self-confidence, sometimes without respect, but conceptual and pragmatic. Scooter. These are the pictures of a little vehicle that suits to explain some particularities of the new design. The designer is Ralf Henne, living and working in Düsseldorf. He studied industrial design in Pforzheim. He was very interested in the Department of Automotive Design to be found there, but also he spent most of his time in the Department of Fashion. He eventually stayed with industrial design, much to the chagrin of his professors. He came into our office at a time when the design press headlined, "Kunstfluch is not afraid of bad taste," to solve his problem with function and styling. A typical problem, because the dogma of the good form of the 60s, the design in search of the true and measurable, survived in some niches. With us and in our neighborhood, he worked on many projects since then. The interior of a student's residence home for 376 people in Scotland. Solid furniture for bookstores. Hyperfunctional clothing and an inflatable church for 6 or 7 people. This scooter reflects his individual perception of a local traffic problem. It closes a gap between walking and using public transportation. It is a design for someone who lives in the city, probably barely takes a car, but often the tram and or train. Technically, and by driving features, the scooter is located somewhere between an inline skate and the children's tread scooter, as we know it. To ride it, you will need a little training, maybe a day. To look at it from the view of product development, the scooter is unspectacular and very much reduced in material display. I show this scooter because it is the product of a way of living as well as an intellectual professional strategy. Ralf Henne is a designer who knows a lot about the dynamic of single-track vehicles, and he allowed himself much time to think about a simple product with no necessity to convince a traditional producer. He did development work, building a series of 7 function models for choice of materials to simplify manufacturing and for test driving, of course. It is unlikely that he would have found a producer to invest so much in the development of such an old product as this was in the beginning. Nevertheless, he took much care with the economic aspects. Part of his design work was the low tool costs for production. The scooter was not especially designed to be produced in garage standards, but it was designed to allow production by an independent team, in this case, 4 people. To be in a team like this is a growing perspective for many young designers. These teams are different from what we know as small companies or work teams. The members stay together for a couple of projects or just one. Sometimes the connecting link is just a product. It is interesting to note that the industry is producing a constantly growing number of problems which turn to jobs for those teams. When I talked to him a few days ago, Ralf mentioned that a metal goods manufacturing company is investing in a series of several thousand of these scooters. 8 out of 10, perhaps 9 out of 10, of the young people in Germany studying design today will be freelance from the end of their studies on. And besides, in the last few years, the traditional rules of industrial and handcraft production are no longer valid. The culture of goods production has developed so many variations between the one-off and the mass produced that these definitions are no longer useful. There are logistically clever organized associations of handcraft teams which allow the temporary production of series. On the other side, the industrial and economic production of single pieces has become possible through digitized manufacturing processes. These processes have, in the meantime, become indispensable. There is no design school in Germany which has not worked on muscle-powered vehicles continually or periodically. Several hundred producers mirror every facet of this market. In an international comparison, this is not remarkable. Compared to the Netherlands, for example, many people in Germany consider the bicycle mainly for sport and leisure. But an increasing interest in practical innovations is visible, and this seems to match the interest of many young inventors and designers in our country. Representing many ideas about bicycles or connecting links between bicycles and other traffic means, I choose 2 examples. ProBike and Amacord, Carbon Fibers framed downhill racer, production of 12, one-arm cantilever swing, and a one-arm fork, both with progressive suspension, altogether another step toward the today's standards of race motorcycle development. Fahrradschlepper. The bike howler is a practical and cheap accessory, a simple solution for a certain problem two students from Weimar discovered. So if you are living in one of those countless places where the automobile traffic paradoxically is standing still, where there is no sufficient rent-a-bike, not one of the forward-looking attempts at common city bikes, or in case you just prefer riding a bicycle, you can pick up a friend at the railway station with this. The designers are Philip Hirsch and Matthias Wagner. I switch over to the iron wheel. Railvolution. Railvolution is the name of a railway concept, subtitled A Shuttle Concept for the Rails. Railvolution is a racy idea from the designers Michael Hartung, Dieter Pechmann, and Martin Sach of Essen. It appears as a handy design to improve the efficiency of modern fast trains, for example, the ICE. A further time advantage and a better connection to local transport systems are supposed to be possible at the same time. Railvolution is highly awarded and harshly criticized. It is basically an extended and modern version of an old idea. To save time and energy, the ICE is not supposed to stop in the stations anymore, but to pass by at constant speed. For every destination, a shuttle is disconnected. Boarding passengers are connected to the ICE by another shuttle. Because the motorized shuttles are not linked to certain stations, a shuttle can also serve several small stations one after another or transfer passengers from one ICE to the other. From a technical point of view, the connection and motive power standards are not futuristic at all. To integrate older railway tracks into the shuttle system, the authors referred to the approved Pendolino technique because the shuttles will have to be very fast. The critic refers to the complex logistics needed for dense series of strongly frequented stations, for example in the Rhein-Ruhr area. The organization of shuttles in action, as well as the constant motion and need for orientation of the passengers on board the ICE. Nevertheless, Railvolution is an interesting pool of ideas and numerous design solutions will develop from it. To say that this can be adopted soon is too bold, however. Heiß Wars. Finally, I would like to mention a project which I am connected to in a special way. Heiß Wars means hybrid small waterplane area ship and is, to begin with, the classification of an outstanding efficient propulsion and safe type of vessel. In the last few years, one notices that cities are re-exploring and reactivating their waterways. Young designers especially are reacting to this with unconventional proposals. In the sphere of waterbound local and short-distance traffic, I have seen 7 exceptional designs published in the last years. The 3 latest projects originated in the collaboration of northern German shipbuilding industries and the Design Laboratory Bremerhaven, which offers a 1-year postgraduate course for designers. Hardy Fischer, one of my colleagues from Kunstfluch, was the leader of the 7 designers who worked in the Heiß Wars project. The project started in early 1995. The industry partner was the Amet, the Development Center for Maritime and Industrial Techniques. The HISWAS superstructure is an innovative concept for fast sea transportation. It combines hydrostatic and hydrodynamic lift that merging the advantages of SWETH and hydrofoil technology. The vessel shows outstanding performance characteristics combined with the superior seakeeping capabilities and makes it ideal to operate especially in rough coastal areas. The structure is developed for a combined passenger car ferry of 500 tons, capable of carrying up to 80 cars and 320 passengers. The vessel is powered by 2 MTU diesels for 13,000 kW and will achieve maximum speed of 40 knots. Takeoff starts at about 19 knots. The hydrodynamic design features a conventional airplane type foil configurations together with a long strut supporting a rudder behind the propeller and horizontal control surfaces in the propeller slipstream. Sailing in off-foil condition, the vessel will perform comparable to a trimaran. The demands on a ferry for the North and Baltic Sea waterborne traffic gave orientation for the basic data of the futuristic vessel. On an aluminium platform of 47 by 21 meters, the design lab was free to determine the shape and function, and with this, the gestalt of this public vessel. Finally, it turns out to be a silver racer with fiery orange-colored air slits and window beams. At the same time, these two colors mark the two fundamental design elements. The smooth-flowing silvery skin is broken through by the cubic geometric volumes of the interior architecture. Horizontally, the ferry is organized in three decks. The car deck is entirely taken up by the roll-on-roll-off system. The main passenger deck has a terrace, easy chairs, and various shopping and entertainment possibilities, while the upper passenger's deck has a bar and lots of space to relax. The new propulsion system and the high demands on safety and comfort were reason enough to break with the formal traditions of shipbuilding. The shape of front and stern, the maritime traditions of exhaust design, the typical angles of a yard-like hull, and the white color. Obviously, the team members had fun provoking recollections of the old Mercedes Silver Arrow and other streamline attempts, as well as to citate the cool beauty of Artico. The shape of the towering bridge finally is borrowed from the modern architecture of Hans Scharoun, a master builder who is known to have been inspired by shipbuilding. We have not been in the air. But my time is over. If we meet again, I will tell you about a new airship that will be a Zeppelin, of course. A real airship, not a blimp. In these days, if German designers talk about mobility, the issues are faster, higher, further. This new ship, which will lift into the air for the first time next year, is able to stand still and to move very slowly without any vibrations. That makes it so interesting for scientific mission. But that is another story. Thank you.